This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Allumbaugh Heating and Cooling, your York dealer in Higginsville. A town in the listening area is preparing to celebrate 150 years in Missouri. The small Ray County town has a history of fighting with historic flooding during most of its existence.
The 1993 cemetery set to the south edge of Hardin, and that's where the cemetery washed out, and there were many graves disrupted, and many were lost. And they eventually did a mass burial of those that they were able to relocate.
In fact, the president of the Hardin Sesquicentennial Celebration, Troy Rust, says not long after the founding of Hardin, the entire town had to be moved to higher ground after a flood.
Down about a mile south of where Hardin sits now, in an area that was known as Buffalo. Some people may know of the Buffalo Bridge. It's on a gravel road to the south and to the west of Hardin a little bit. Ironically, as time evolved, those people migrated to the north to get to higher ground to get away from the potential of flood. It would appear that maybe they didn't go far enough north.
Rust hopes the town will not be hampered by flooding at the time of the sesquicentennial celebration this summer.
That's naturally a concern. It's something in the back of everybody's minds that we hope that will remain high and dry at that point. We'll just have to wait and see how weather and the Corps of Engineers handle the river.
Many events have already been scheduled over the course of 3 days in late July and early August, including food opportunities, activities for children and adults, and music.
We've got some arts and crafts displays and some historical memorabilia and so forth from Hardin history. We don't want to forget what this is all about. If we're in the process as well, this may be something that we do more in conjunction with the Ray County Bicentennial, which is the following year, but we're in the process of putting together a history book that expands on what was done in 1970 with that history book of Hardin. A lot of pride in the community, a lot of history to be uncovered, and we're very diligent about wanting to uncover that history and make sure we get it in print at this time, because we're reaching a point generationally that if we don't do it now, it may never get done and it may be lost.
Rust is also trying to determine the potential crowd size to assist in planning purposes.
And we would encourage everybody to go to those pages and where you can indicate that you're interested or going. If you are going or you are interested, please let us know. Right now, that's our only indicator of how many people we can expect.
The official website is hardinmo150.org, and they are also on Facebook. Go to our website, kmzu.com, for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.